This is Solid State Sessions, a show dedicated to original music from local bands and artists. Broadcasting from his bunker located 40 feet below downtown Lapeer. Wait, he's live in studio? Oh, this is going to be a train wreck. Here's your host, Adam Hairhawk.
There is me, mobile with the soul's lesson, yes.
Happy Friday, everybody. What's going on? What are you doing out there? You having a good time? You partying? You working? Going to school? The backyard doing a backyard fire like I'm going to do here in a couple of hours. This is Sessions, where we tip the cap to Michigan-made music. Everything you hear on this show is going to be from the Great Lakes State. I'm your host, Adam Hairhawk, and we do it Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 on Solid State Radio, and then from 11 to midnight on the Thumb's Greatest Hits, 97.7 WTGV. But, of course, you're listening to us on TGV right now at 8 o'clock because of the Tigers. Go Tigers. Join me tomorrow. Tomorrow on Solid State Radio, I'll do 3 full hours of nothing but unabridged, uncensored Michigan-made music. It's going to be a good, good time. I love Fridays. You know this. And you know why. I get to have the bands that make this fantastic music in studio and talk to them. JC and the Disciples. I finally got them. It took a while, but I finally got them. I got at least 2 of them. They're going to be here. We're going to be talking about stuff from their new album. We're going to find out what makes them tick, what makes a good song. We're going to find out where they'll be playing at recently, a whole lot of stuff, and giving you an opportunity to ask them a question, comment, or a dirty joke. We're going to be going Facebook Live. But they just got here. We're going to give them a chance to settle in. Let's have a little bit of fun, shall we? Here is Howling how you doing? Howling Diablos. And it's on Sessions on Solid State Radio. And, of course, the Solid State Radio app.
Now, it's a shame the way they treat you. And it's a shame the way they break you down. And it's a shame the way they treat you, baby. But those are the rules in a mean little town. Now it's never pretty. Some little wino who slipped in and drowned. And all the boys are laughing over at the barbershop on Main Street. And that's the way to do it here in this mean little town.
From the 90s, Howlin' Diablo's Mean Little Town on Sessions on SolidStateRadio.net. What's going on? Adam Harahuck hanging out with you on a Friday. Wait a minute, Friday? That must mean he has abandoned studio. Absolutely, I do. JC and the Disciples. Well, one of the Disciples are here. JC's here. He's outside smoking. We're going to give him a little bit of time to get acclimated to downtown Lapeer. Apparently, they've already been to Vinyls over there and had a really good time. And God bless him for it. So this gives me a great opportunity to unwrap a new tune that just dropped yesterday. Hand of Giants. I don't know where they find the time, because a lot of them working like in the soundtrack industry of Hollywood. They just released a new track called Freedom Train, and all aboard. Here we go. Here's Hand of Giants. It's Freedom Train. On Sessions on Solid State Radio and the Solid State Radio skill on your Alexa app. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Freedom train, we're gonna ride, ride, ride,
Wow, there we go. Hand of Giants, brand new track, Freedom Train, still has that new song smell. Oh, that was a scorcher. They warned me when they sent that to me. It's like, turn it up. There you go. And yeah, that is a good one. If you missed it, download it today wherever you download your music. And then, of course, I'll play it tomorrow when I do the show from 9 to midnight on the Thumbs, excuse me, Solid State Radio Uncensored. That's right. Listener discretion strongly advised. I finally got them. JC and the Disciples, they're in studio, at least two-fourths of them. We're going to be playing some of their tunes. We're also going to be going Facebook Live here in just a little bit so that you can see their smiling faces. Leave a comment, question, dirty joke, and we will read them on the air, depending on how dirty it is. Got to hit a break, though. It's Sessions on Solid State Radio. The Sessions Concert Series returns to Lapeer, Michigan, coming out to the Hitchin Post on October 7th for three great bands that I play on my show that you need to see live. From Detroit, Cougaran, Cash O'Reilly, and St. Pauli Street, reuniting after a decade apart. It's all taking place October 7th at the Hitchin Post, 1636 Emily City Road in Lapeer. No cover, no tickets, just come on in. It's a Sessions Concert Series.
Swiftla Technology is a Flint-based engineering services company focused on helping you design a technical solution to your business needs. We offer prototype and proof-of-concept services to help you evaluate your idea, or workforce augmentation to help you make your idea a reality. Specializing in electronics and software, our team is ready to help you figure out what to build and then help you build it. Find out more at swiftlet.technology.
Welcome to Historic Lapeer. Named for the stone that lined the bed of our river, we are a vibrant small town where our residents proudly walk in the footsteps of fur traders and natives. We are born with an independent spirit, and that spirit has lived with us from the early days of dueling courthouses to the east-west rivalries of dueling high schools. We are an unusual oasis, close enough to be truly connected, far enough to be a place apart. We are proud of our past and excited for our future, from our cool new businesses, coffee shops, restaurants, and boutiques, to the huge support for the theater and the arts. We invite you to discover this place we call home, discover why we say Historic Lapeer, remarkably close.
Hey, it's the Goat Boy from Open for Discussion, a show where we give the best and worst unsolicited advice. Every week, we ask our audience questions and scour the internet for funny, relatable, and thought-provoking advice that we break down. Ever wanted to know if you're the a-hole in a situation? We got you covered. Join Gator and I every Sunday from 6 to 9 p.m. for witty banter, insightful conversation, and a general hodgepodge of a good time. Only on SolidStateRadio.net.
You can now use your Alexa device to listen to Solid State Radio. Find the Solid State Radio skill in the Alexa app, and she will hook you up with your local alternative fix. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Playing Solid State Radio.
This is a game changer. This is going to blow things up.
Self-destruct mode engaged in 5, 4, 3.
No, wait, Alexa, cancel. Just one more way you can enjoy your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Alexa, you crazy.
Around and find out.
Are you tired of your project getting outsourced to contractors and subcontractors? Well, these are the sounds of a job well done, and that's what you can expect from Accurate Exteriors. Tony and his team will work with you one-on-one from the estimate all the way to the finished product. Whether it's roofing, siding, or gutters, still have doubts? Check out their 5-star ratings. Trust me, they can do it. They also have financing available. Give them a call for a free estimate at 810-394-2597.
As I look around the studio and see things hanging on the wall, all the things that we're proud of and that we've done here in the studio and for the community, and I think to myself, how is it Trish does this? Trish over at Hall of Frames does an amazing job. So one day we went over and asked her, Trish, what is it? How do you see these things? She said, it's simple. If you're proud of it, frame it. And that is what she founded her business on. You'll find Hall of Frames at 392 West Nepissing, Suite 3, downtown Lapeer. Telephone number 810-660-7874. That's 810-660-7874.
It's that time of year again. No, not pumpkin spice. I'm talking about beer. The 7th annual Oktoberfest, to be exact. Tilted Axis Brewery, along with Grav Cab Brewing, bring you the 7th annual Oktoberfest Saturday, September 23rd, from noon to 10 p.m. at the Pavilion in the heart of downtown Lapeer. To go with your beer, you can expect German brats, potato salad, and more. Your ticket includes your first pour, beer, or cider, an Oktoberfest mug, live music, and raffles, all for just $25. And 20% of all tickets go to benefit your local VFW. Two great breweries, one awesome event. Don't miss it.
Hi, I'm Brian Herrick, owner of Happy Days Smoke & More. We're an old-school head shop with a unique atmosphere. We carry local CBD products along with a wide selection of vape and garden supplies, custom-blown glass and etching, also tattoo parlor, bulk tobacco, and much, much more. That makes us one of a kind and no one like us. So come on in and let us help you find what you need. Happy Days Smoke & More is located next to Rick and Nick's Party Store south of Bad Axe.
When you want to unwind, Cascaden Lounge in Metamora has everything you need. Hot food, cold drinks, Keno, six pool tables, pinball, darts, air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascadens has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascaden Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place. Cascaden Lounge.
All local, all original, all the time. This is Sessions on SolidStateRadio.net. Solid State Radio was built by musicians, and so therefore, we musicians give back, and that is Sessions. Sessions is entering its sixth year on the air. And I appreciate you listeners for contributing. I appreciate the bands and artists that make this fantastic music coming in here in studio and talking to me and submitting their music and preaching the story of Solid State Radio. I appreciate that so much. I love Fridays because it gives me an opportunity to get some of the bands and artists that make this music in studio, JC and the Disciples. I got two of them. In studio. The other two were Slippery Devils. I couldn't get them. They slipped right out of the van.
I might actually count to like one and a half.
Let's get reacquainted. Here's a song that I cannot get out of my head. Here is JC and the Disciples. Here's Deception, and it's on Sessions.
Thank you.
JC and the Disciples, Deception, right there on Sessions. Just happened to have JC and a Disciple here in studio. Guys, welcome to Sessions.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
So, Deception, you guys sent that to me, and it has been in my head for like the longest time. And I keep playing it. It's like maybe that earworm will get out of there, and it doesn't.
That's awesome. Thank you for that. And what is it about it that's pulling you in?
I think it's, I'm a big fan of like the Black Crowes, especially that first record. So I think that reminds me of that. And then you have the female singer just singing her ass off.
Yeah, Kristen Von Bernthal. Thank you, Kristen, for singing along with us. Yeah, but she's amazing. She's amazing. And an incredible artist, incredible songwriter, incredible performer. She is. We were really lucky to, and a good friend, and a really dear friend. And I was really lucky to rope her into that.
Well, I finally roped you into studio for this. We are also going Facebook Live. If you guys want to leave a comment, question, dirty joke for the band, I will be happy to read them online. The whole idea, subject matter of Deception. Talk me through it.
Deception actually was an older track. When we started making this, our sophomore effort, we had dug through a bunch of, I'm a singer-songwriter, so I have like a lot of songs in the drawer, right? And for the vibe of what this record, what we were, we didn't really know, but we were developing what that was going to be. This happened to be one that I wanted to visit with this particular group of mates of mine in this rock and roll band, Mr. Jim McGarian being one of the substantial and solid members of the Disciples. This is actually an older song written back in the, I want to say, late 90s. Was when it was actually conceived.
Okay, if you would have said like early 90s, then I would have understood the whole vibe because, again, the aforementioned Black Crowes, there was a Cry of Love, Brother Kane, that whole vibe.
Sure, and actually it was coming from, it's my favorite rock and roll record still to this day is Exile on Main Street. I'm a big Keith Richards fan.
Yeah.
And it was more kind, for me, when that was coming out or developing, that's what I was kind of hearing in my head.
Sure.
So everything that you're comparing it to is, and thank you for that. That's like a huge honor to be able to be compared to some of those acts. I mean, that's crazy. So I was always trying to, not trying, but it was definitely within the vein of Exile. So when we actually came off of just making a record, then with Hammered, with the Disciples made Hammered first, and then we moved into this project, Woolly Mammoth and Other Assorted Sweets. I know it's crazy. Nobody gets it, but I'll gladly explain my version of it.
Please do. I might need an explanation myself.
But going back to the actual crux of the song, it's a relationship tune. It's about... it's about being in one of those amazing relationships that maybe just doesn't work out. And I really believe in...
I would assume it's probably that it didn't end well.
It hasn't ended yet.
It hasn't ended yet.
So his wife's just packing stuff.
I knew I brought you along for something.
He's gonna come home. There's gonna be a U-Haul.
No, there'll be none of that. Though she does have three boxes in her front driveway right now.
Yeah. If it fits, it ships.
So it's about that. And when it comes to songwriting, they tend to come from a place of something that just comes out. I'm not in control of that. It gets channeled in. It gets beamed in like a radio station. Yeah. I'm an antenna. I hear this thing. It comes through me, and boom, it just starts to develop. I try to get, after the fact, then I start to try to get a little more witty about maybe some of the lyric here or there, or you know. But
okay. Is that you pulling back a little bit, making a hard subject a little bit like sugarcoating it a little bit?
It's not really sugarcoating. It's kind of like fine painting.
Let me interject there,
please,
because songs. Particularly with songwriters, and there are a lot of songwriters who are going to tell you, you know, oh, it all came out at once. Well, it doesn't always do that. And when it does,
no, it does not.
It's extremely lucky, and they realize that. But the fact is that sometimes songs come to you 20 years ago, and you just don't know how to fix it. And eventually, something comes along and says, oh, this is what's been missing from this song. And when JC and I first got together to do this project, which has, you know, become a lot of songs, you know, he said, oh, I got 20 songs I want to go through. And this wasn't one of them. So it was like we went through, you know, a whole bunch of songs, and that was the album that became Hammered. And then when it was time to do the next one, it was like, okay, so now he's got another, I'm not even going to ask.
A couple.
But, you know, there's quite a few more that have not just, that were left, not that were left over, but there's plenty that's left over. But then there's, okay, a lot of stuff's come along since that time, and this is one of those, you know.
Okay.
And because circumstances and, you know, your life, you write about your life, and your life changes, and you write about it.
Well, maybe I'm getting too much in the weeds on this one, but how did you guys decide what is a Hammered song and what is a Mammoth song out of all of those?
Well, you do, you know, once you're done with 12 songs and you're ready to finish a record, you finish it. Well, yes, exactly, because you're done with it, and it stands alone, and then you're ready to do the next thing. Most artists don't care about what they have worked on. They're worried about what they're working on now or what they are planning on working on next. Either way, they don't generally, you know, look back on what they did before, because if you get caught up in that, you may not ever move forward, you know.
Right,
so
right.
That, you know, and for him, I mean, I'm not the songwriter in the band, so, but, you know, and
but
I contribute in my way.
Jimmy's a great songwriter.
Well, yeah, okay, sure. but for this, you know, it's like, I know that he's going to keep progressing, and there's always going to be new stuff, because that's how it is. Every time we go to a set, every time we do a recording session, we go expecting to do this and that and this. And after we're done with it, all right, hey, I got three more we want to do here. And so it's ready to go. So we're ready. We're there. Okay, well, what do you got?
All right.
So
let's get back into the music. 16 Blows. Now, this one is off the new record, right?
No. This is off of Hammered. And this was our first single off of Hammered.
Oh, okay,
here,
yeah, there
here.
It is.
Can you
yeah.
hand me this? Let
yeah.
me do this,
yeah.
and I'll do this. This is Hammered.
Yeah, it is.
You should have this record.
And we will give some to the listeners very soon. We got a couple guys. This one's mine. The other two, we'll make that happen.
They're going to they could be yours.
16 Blows. Talk me through this one.
Cut me off when I get too long-winded.
Here's give me a good 60 seconds.
All right, 60 seconds. There was an incredible family tragedy in my little tribe, and as we decided during that process, I was writing a lot of music because that was my solace to deal with all that stuff, and that's when I called up Jimmy and Jimmy Sparks. Drummer, and said, look, I've got the opportunity to record in this mansion. Seriously.
A mansion.
Record in this mansion.
Okay, it's more than 60 seconds. So a mansion.
Yes. So we ended up in J.L. Hudson's daughter's summer home, which is in Grosse Pointe Farms in Grosse Pointe Farms.
Grosse Pointe. Okay.
And
yeah.
right off the water, right, and through an incredible luck and circumstance, I ended up just checking out the house empty because I'm into architecture and stuff.
Sure.
Like that. And James Belenka, another Jimmy, which is another part of the story. There's 8,000 Jimmys in the Hammered story, but I'll move fast. We go into this house. I set up my studio because I'm an engineer and producer guy, and we track this album within 3 days.
Yeah, we did 3 days. We did 10 tracks in 3 days. The air was terrible in that place, by the way, because the windows hadn't been open in a while. But But we did, we
yeah, the
banged
rooms,
out
these rooms were
ten,
like
10 tracks.
And the rooms were like tuned. Like
in the ballroom.
Yeah.
It was the most live situation you could get. It was the same way Led Zeppelin would do it. Led Zeppelin would go into a barn somewhere
sure,
in England.
Absolutely.
And record basic tracks, and then they'd take them to a real studio and do everything else on top of it. But the point was to get the most spontaneous, freshest takes of the new songs.
Live takes.
In a big room where it sounds, where it just comes back at you like, oh yeah, this is great.
And
you
this
know?
Was one of them, and this is called 16 Blows.
Right here on Sessions. JC and the Disciples in studio. I thought that song sounded familiar. I played this before on the show, and it took you. It's like, yeah, I've heard it on your show. And I went through the archives. Sure enough, there it is.
There it is.
JC and the Disciples, 16 Blows. And then I've done Lead Me On, and Lead Me On. And then, of course, Deception, which, you know,
is on the next record.
Yeah. Next record, which is out now?
The singles are out. The record is not complete yet. And this song that I think you're queuing up to spin is one of the unreleased, and this is going to be the first time this ever hit any kind of airwaves.
Oh, so this is on this one.
Thanks to you, Bruce. It's for you. But I'm going to pitch it over to my brother, Jimmy, and to have you tell the story of this cool thing.
So the story is we get together to do the set, to try to get the new songs together for the new album.
Sure.
Which usually consists of a bottle of scotch and a couple of guitars. And, you know, we're banging out some songs and we're having a good time. And then as a joke,
sure,
I pull out this song that my brother showed me a long time ago, back when he was in college with a bunch of other journalism students like himself. And
all those nerds.
Oh yeah, but they had a band and it was cool. And there was this song and it was called Dog and Suds. And I played it for JC just as a joke because we're already half in the bag, you know. And I played it and his jaw hit the floor. And he said, "Wait a minute." He takes out his phone. He says, "Do that again." You know. And so I did it. And so it's become, wasn't something I was necessarily, it was almost a throwaway, but it's turned out very well. And the original author of the song is like totally thrilled with what we're doing.
And his
with
name
it.
Is?
His name is Dave DeMartino. He's a well-known music
Thanks,
journalist.
Dave. For Cream Magazine?
He's been the editor
Do you know
of Cream
Magazine.
And yes. He's yes. On a blog on the internet. You're
too
catch
young
his
name. I started seeing some of that.
You're yeah. too young for
his
to
name
remember
is Dave
Cream.
DeMartino. You should check Cream. It out. He wrote the song, but we arranged it. We did it our way.
And we reached out to him. He's out in California doing like all these fancy, cool things because yeah. he's a big shot.
Yeah.
And then we reached out to him. And Jimmy was real nervous about making the call. I'm like, dude, let me call him. And I get him on the phone and he's so nice and so cool. And he's like, you want to do what? He's like, oh my God, that's so cool. Like, I mean, he was like so jazzed. And this is really,
cool,
and this is really the Disciples' homage to that era of music, Detroit rock and roll, which was going
Ooh,
on.
Yeah.
Which are guys who didn't make it past like the Stooges' porch, you know what I mean? But are every bit as
name
deserving.
Them. Name them right now.
The Mutants.
Oh, fuck it.
Mutants!
Well, you said the F word. You're not allowed to say the
F
word.
Oh, my God.
Can you fix Sorry, boss. Yeah,
yeah. Sorry, you said that. Oh,
yeah, yeah.
My
the
God.
Mutants, yeah.
The Mutants was definitely, you know, that was the big takeoff. Now, I was a kid. Jimmy's got a couple of years on me, but sure. I was very aware of that stuff because I was always in the music magazines.
So American, we play that too.
Oh, yes.
That was
play,
the other song.
That was the other
played
song
me.
I
we
played for him.
I play that on the show all the time.
Oh, yes.
And Ricky Ratt.
Ricky
Ratt
has
a great version
Born
of that.
Born in Detroit, I play his.
Yeah.
His version, yeah.
So, there you go. There's your segue.
Yeah. Here is JC and the Disciples. Here's Dog and Suds on Sessions.
Oh man, it's so
I used to be
here is Dog and Suds, and right here on Sessions.
Exclusive.
Yeah. We broke the cherry on that one.
Yeah, that was absolutely.
We were talking about what it reminded us of, and what was
For me, as soon as Jimmy laid that song on me, which was in my living room, and we were half in the bag, which was a good thing, because you're very free and open to new ideas and thoughts. And
I don't know where this story's going.
So he lays this on me, and I'm like, oh, my God. It literally took me to being about 8-10 years old, and... I didn't eat like actually any other food in my life for the first 10 years of my life except for hot dogs.
You only ate hot dogs for the first 10 years.
For the first, probably 8 years.
Okay.
I started to experiment around like 8.5.
Yeah.
I think I like actually tried a piece of lettuce. No, I mean, I ate apples, but like the only thing I wanted to eat were hot dogs.
Yeah, sure.
So when he, so all of that, like, which is kind of hilarious, like thinking about that and hearing the stories about all he would ever do was eat hot dogs. I was in a, my sister, who's 5 years my senior, and I and my dad and the family were all at a dinner in Toronto, and it was my sister's, I think her 13th birthday, and they took her to this fancy French restaurant.
Okay,
and they look at me and they go, "Campbell, what do you want?" And I said, "A hot dog." I want a hot dog. So I mean, those kind of moments, like I remember those like a lot, and they'd just look at me sideways, and my parents would be like, "What is this kid?
Can we leave him off?"
My dad, it's the first time I ever tried escargot, and he put it, and I
like,
I tried enough to go for it, and it made it in my mouth, I think, for about 6 milliseconds before I actually fired it right out of my mouth across the table.
That is
an actual true story.
Trying to get a something other than hot dogs, you don't go to escargot.
Yeah, well,
try hot dogs.
In my older age, it is one of my favorite things to eat. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I love this now.
All right.
So he had laid the song on, and I don't know, did you ever have, you look at me like you're crazy, but that's okay.
No.
Because I actually
keep it coming, keep it coming.
But the question of the day was, did you ever have, like, in class, in school, when you were a kid?
Sure.
Did you ever have, like, the Cub Scouts or did you ever have, like, the meat day where they came in and brought in order sheets of sausage and... Did you have that?
I was in the Cub Scouts. I would have to bring that stuff in and try to get people to order different stuff so I can go to camp and stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh, you guys are a lot younger, though. You guys are younger than me, so that would be...
His generation of Cub Scouts, they had to go kill the meat.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. That's what we had to do. And we couldn't come back until we brought something
Did
with
you
us.
Ever have the...
the wilderness dressing badge.
Did you ever have on the checklist the peanut butter log?
Yeah.
So you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know exactly.
So I heard that lyric and I was like, that was like you would order it just to be nice, right? Like your family would do that. They'd order the salami, the thing, the ham.
The peanut butter log was fantastic.
You trying that?
I was looking for like peanut butter log and the chocolate sleeve. Just make some sort of really naughty video.
So that's what ran through my head when you laid this song on me.
I
got to tell you, mate, that was hilarious.
Yeah, okay. Here is a question. Some people consider this to be an unfair question. I don't care. What makes a good song?
Wow.
This is for both of you at separate times. So whoever wants to go first, what makes a good song?
That's a hard...
I know the answer.
Go.
I can tell you, anything that makes me cry is a great song.
Yeah?
Anything.
triggers emotion.
And I'm at the point in my life where if you ain't got something that can make me cry, then you ain't got anything. I mean, and I don't mean like, well, you know, that's kind of extreme, I guess. But, you know, I can think of lots of artists who have never made a song that made me cry, and understand why I don't like them. And on the other hand, you know, I can think of artists that maybe had one song that, but that song makes me cry. I can't even play that song because I can't play that song without getting through it.
Wow. Okay.
Emotionally. Yeah. And I know, well, I don't care if you ever wrote another song in your life. That one makes me cry. That's the one. That's a song. That's a great song.
That's a solid answer.
It is.
And the thing is about songs in general is really with songs, if you can't perform it with just a voice and one instrument, whatever instrument it may be. It might be a six-string guitar. It might be a two-string dulcimer. It might be a one-string bass. I don't care. But if you can put that across, that's a real song.
Yeah. You know?
So there's that aspect of it, too. It doesn't necessarily have to make me cry. But if you can make me cry, yeah, that's a hell of a song right there.
I must have made Jimmy cry 1,000 times.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
But now, why won't he stop playing
songs? So.
JC, what makes a great song?
You have made me cry a million times. Of course. Right. On stage, what did you just do? What was that?
Jimmy's more the JC in the band because I'm constantly whipping him as he's carrying the cross.
So that's, you know, really, the answer to your question is, yeah, if you can make me cry, that's a badass song right there.
It is.
You
know, I got to agree with that. Absolutely. Same. It's more organic for me. That absolutely hits the mark for a great song for me is the emotional connection.
Sure.
But the other part of it for me is, and it's not in my control, it's I hear a melody or I hear something and it just rattles me. It just lights me up.
Keeps you up all night.
The sparks happen and the hair stands on end, and it could be in a melody, it could be in a guitar part, it could be once all those elements are delivered and you hear that and it causes it's visceral, right? Is that the word? Visceral reaction to that piece.
Sure.
Whether or not you're into the sound of it or whatever, that is a great song. And then I'll dig deeper. I just actually had this experience. I'm not a big fan of, let's say, the music of today in the sense of what is pop music. I think there's too much emphasis on synthesizer. I think there's too much emphasis on auto-tune. I think there's too much emphasis on quantizing.
It's more happening in the studio and not on the stage.
And it's not a moment, you know what I mean? And I'm really down with the moment. If you listen to the Disciples, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
Sure.
Because that's what we're built on, is trying to make a moment happen.
Actually, every track on every one of our records is off the floor, a completely spontaneous performance of the song, and that would be the basic track. That'd be the drums, the bass, and one guitar, and that is where the heart of the song is. That's where the soul of it is. That is where the feel of it is. That is where the excitement of it is.
Sure.
After that, everything else that you put on top of it is just more inspiration based on that performance. That's that spontaneous. That spontaneous performance goes. You go, whoa! What was that?
And when you're in the moment, when you're actually cutting the piece, and you know that that's the vision, it's really inspiring. As like both records we've done, as you know, just cutting live as a band, and as soon as you get like past like bar 16:32, and it's just happening.
Yes.
And it's like, you don't want to lose that moment. It's a really good buzz.
There are a lot of songs out there that were cut mistakes and all, because, oh my God, the feel was so amazing on the overall, the, from start to finish, that one little mistake, that's almost a hook.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm so sorry. I have to cut this off.
Oh, sorry.
You guys are fantastic. Right. No, we don't even have time to play another song. We're going to go ahead and end this, and then we're going to a commercial break, and then we're going to have some fantastic music for you here on Solid State Radio. How can people find your music?
JCWhitelawMusic.com or JCandTheDisciples.com. And that'll give you links to everywhere.
Thank you very much for hanging out with
me. Oh, my God.
I appreciate
it. Thank you so
much. Thank you, Bruce. We've had a great time.
Sorry for running too long on you, man.
No, it's okay. We'll get you back in here. We'll have a great, great, great time. JC and the Disciples right here at Sessions. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, and I will see you guys tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Good night.